the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we're going to cover one of the most fascinating additions that you could possibly get for your home aquarium. The shrimp. Well, to be more specific, the red cherry shrimp, as these are sort of the most commonly kept and I'd say easy to keep freshwater shrimp you can get. I will definitely cover other species in the future, but for now, today is all about the red cherry. Now, cherry shrimp care is very easy because these invertebrates are pretty low maintenance and self-sufficient. Red cherry shrimp are hardy and adaptable to a wide range of water conditions provided the aquarium water remains stable. And it is because of this that I decided to cover the red cherry shrimp today, because they are fascinating. Although I don't have a colony myself, I would definitely love to get one in the future. They are fascinating. And you know, people will always say, I've heard people say, oh yes, why would you want shrimp? They're so boring then. They're not like fish. But shrimp, I have to say, some of the most fascinating behaviors that I've witnessed in my aquarium have come from my giant African fan shrimp, and this species I will definitely cover in a future podcast. Shrimp are just fascinating, they're oddballs, they're so unique, and the red cherry is no exception. The red cherry shrimp can come in so many different colors. As a matter of fact, a lot of them aren't even red. Specifically, you can find ones in blues, greens, blacks, yellows, even whites, and of course reds. There's just so many different colors. Except I wouldn't recommend mixing colors, as this can result in future generations devolving back to their more wilder counterparts. Now, of course, if this is a look you like, then why not? Go ahead. But just let it be known that shrimps are indiscriminate breeders. If you have a male shrimp and a female shrimp, doesn't matter what color they are, they will eventually conceive. And a lot of the time these babies are either a clearish, sort of see-through, or a brownish. This is what a wild cherry shrimp looks like. So if you want to maintain future generations to have the color you initially bought, then I would definitely recommend sticking to just one color specific tank. And again, this doesn't really cause any negative side effects. Again, if you like the look of the natural shrimp, go ahead, because they won't fight each other to the death. They'll get along just fine. It's just a little bit of caution. So without further ado, let's go on to the care for the cherry shrimp. The water temperature should be 72 to 78 degrees Fahrenheit, with a wider range possible. This is basically a bog standard for any home heaters. Mine, I believe, ranges in the 75-ish. That's just your average tropical temperatures for fresh water. Aquarium pH, 7.0 to 7.8, although some suggest a wider range is acceptable. And aquarium lighting is just going to be your standard community tank lighting. Now, red cherry shrimp seem to be comfortable in established aquarium water that is on the hard side with a decent flowing current. The key is to keep water conditions stable and avoid ammonia spikes, high nitrites, high nitrates, and also be careful when using medications, and most importantly, avoid copper because it can be fatal to aquarium shrimp. Next up is the cherry shrimp diet. Cherry shrimp feeding is not difficult at all. Their diet includes commercial food like fish flakes, shrimp pellets, fish pellets and algae wafers. They are by no means fussy eaters. Red cherry shrimp diet can also include edible plant matter shed from live aquarium plants. Cherry shrimp are also algae eaters, feeding on forms of soft green or brown algae that grows on hard surfaces, and soft biofilm algae as well. As algae eaters, cherry shrimp will actually be able to stand on soft green or brown algae that has grown on the side glass of a tank and feed off it. This is absolutely fascinating to watch. Cherry shrimp are also great scavengers that will help keep a tank clean of uneaten food and debris like Amano shrimp and Nerite snails do. But because of their small size, they really won't consume as much as some of their larger tank cleaners. Think of them as pets in their own right. Keeping cherry shrimp or other tank cleaning species is not a substitute for proper tank maintenance. Another thing to note, a cherry shrimp tank setup can be any size tank provided the rules against overstocking are followed. The tank should include plenty of live aquarium plants. It's important for these shrimp to have lots of places to crawl on and explore. Live plants provide great hiding places and cover for these shrimp. Plus, they are naturalistic and help drastically in water maintenance. Now, another thing to note, cherry shrimp tanks should also have a sponge filter. A sponge filter will trap little bits of food and the shrimp will spend hours picking clean. It's also a good idea to keep an air stone in the tank pumping bubbles into the water to help keep the water moving properly. Overall, cherry shrimp have a peaceful and non-aggressive disposition and have no real means to defend themselves, and that's why it's important to choose tank mates wisely. Cherry shrimp can do very well in large or small groups of others of their kind. They can also do well with Amano shrimp, small ghost shrimp, bamboo shrimp, aka wood shrimp, and of course, vampire shrimp, aka the giant African fan shrimp. Freshwater snails are also great companions, like Nerite snails, Gold Inca snails, Ramshorn snails, Ivory snails, Malaysian trumpet snails, and mystery snails can also be good fit, as are Cory catfish and Otocinculus catfish. And that just about covers today's episode on the cherry shrimp. Join me next time as we cover some incredibly fascinating little lizards, the mourning gecko. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium and have a fantastic day.